What does the Bible teach about the origins of the universe? A very important question today is just that. How did the universe get here? For years, our school textbooks and the scientific community have put forward what is known as the Big Bang Theory. And it's important to note that that is a theory. It's not even a terribly scientific theory, since it's not testable and it's not repeatable. Also, it doesn't attempt to deal with where the immensely dense singularity of matter and energy came from, which is supposed to have exploded and accounts for all of the matter and energy in the universe today. Not to mention the fact that they have no understanding or no answer for the question of how did it come to explode. The scripture, though, gives an entirely different answer. In fact, that answer stands at the very beginning of the scripture. The opening line of the Bible says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." It goes on to say that he did it through the mere exercise of his will. Theologians say that God created ex nihilo, which is a Latin phrase that means out of nothing, which points out a critical difference between the way that we might create when we make something and the way that God created. We can only create by rearranging existing materials. I can take wood and steel nails and paint and create a birdhouse. But God simply speaks, and it is. He said, "Let there be light," and light had no choice but to be. The Bible is also very clear about how man came into being. Again, God created him. No evolution, creation. The Bible is crystal clear on this, and you should be too.